Everybody, thanks for coming out. As you know, I've negotiated a lot of contracts over the course of my career, and I've always prided myself on being prepared for any eventuality. But something new always happens, and when it was time to finalize our arrangements with Lance, he was in Senegal, which was in and of itself hard enough. He was there in connection with the terrific work he does for Basketball Without Borders. But as if that wasn't hard enough, on the day that we were actually trying to finalize our arrangements, there was a telecommunications strike. So that added to the difficulty. And unfortunately, we were not able to hook him up with you folks back when we first announced this. So it is an honor to be here today and to introduce you to him. And once again, perseverance, I guess, pays off. This is Lance's time, and I'm going to turn it over to him in a minute. But I did want to say a couple of things by way of introduction. I told you that my first order of business here and the highest priority would be finding a general manager. And in connection with that process, there were kind of really three criteria that we focused on. First, we wanted what I described as a basketball genius. And if any of you have ever wondered what a basketball genius looks like, here he is. We wanted a first-rate talent evaluator, someone who's really in the forefront and the vanguard of understanding scouting processes and analytics and how to evaluate players both from an objective and subjective point of view. The second criteria really was, second of the criteria was someone that I knew would be a great cultural fit here. I've already said publicly any number of times, and I'm sure we'll repeat many times in the future, that the culture of the Phoenix Suns is of utmost importance to me to continue the sustained excellence that we've had here. So we were looking for someone of the highest personal and professional qualities, someone who, a man of integrity, a man who was trustworthy, hardworking, and had those personal qualities. And the third of the criteria really was someone who was associated with winning, because that's what it's ultimately all about here. And I think getting someone from a winning environment was absolutely critical. And we took our time, we did our due diligence, and I'm absolutely confident that we've settled on the perfect choice in Lance Blanks. And he has been a player, was Mr. Basketball in Texas in 1985. In 1990, he led the University of Texas to the Elite Eight. He was a first-round draft choice, played in the league for a few years, won championships overseas, and has been associated with winning programs in both San Antonio, where they won two championships, and in Cleveland, where they've had obviously tremendous success over the last couple of years. So he met all of our criteria, aced them across the board, and it is really a distinct honor and a privilege for me to introduce him to you as our new general manager. Lance.
Thanks, Lon. With that introduction, I don't know how it can go from any more positive, so it's probably downhill from here. But first off, I mean, you don't get to this point without the support of a lot of people, starting with the San Antonio Spurs, where I spent five wonderful years. Peter Holt, the owner there, and Greg Popovich, who you know well, Alvin, and that group. Just tremendous years for me. And then, of course, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Dan Gilbert, working closely with Danny Ferry and Chris Grant and those guys. It's just been an amazing ride for me. So I owe a lot of thanks to them getting to this point. And of course, mentors like Greg Popovich and Joe Dumars and R.C. Buford and Danny and some of the conversations that we've shared, all of that came together and has afforded me the opportunity that presented itself. I'm also extremely grateful to Robert Sarver and you, Lon, for taking the chance on myself. This is a lifetime and a first-time opportunity for me to sit in a seat like this, and I'm incredibly honored to take over the reins with Lon and try to lead this organization. I don't know how you can do it, but hopefully to higher ground. I guess the only thing that this organization has not accomplished is that of a championship. So it's accomplished just about everything else you can accomplish in the NBA. So hopefully I can be a part of taking it to higher ground. So with that, I won't ramble much more than that. I'll open it up for questions. But thank you all for being here. And again, thank you, Lon, and thank you, Ellen.
To evaluate this roster and familiarize yourself with personnel, and what is your first order of business as you move forward with the team?
I've loosely evaluated. This is literally my second day on the job. A lot of my time over the past few days and weeks have been spent overseas, so I'm aware of the roster from the standpoint that anyone would be aware of an NBA roster, starting with Steve Nash and not only what he's meant to the league, but to this organization, young guys like Dudley. But I haven't done a deep dive, and of course, it's hard to do from afar. So there are, I'm sure, a lot of things that I'll get to learn over the next few days and weeks and months about the personnel. First order of business for me really is to learn the organization. The support staff, I've heard nothing but wonderful things about everyone in this organization, from side to side, top to bottom, however you want to look at it. And all of my experiences have been extremely positive. I know, just having worked in the background, how important the support staff is for the guys on the court. So part of my first order of business is learning the support staff, and then the players themselves, just getting to know people. I think with the background here and what's happened historically, it's pretty obvious that there's a great infrastructure in place to have success. So part of my job will be staying out of the way and not messing this thing up.
What do you think of the style of play that's been played here? It's very different from the places you've come from.
Correct. Yep. It is a different style. I know Alvin has started to institute defense around here. They're saying that a lot more. So I love the way that this team and organization has played, even over the years, getting up and down the floor. It's an exciting brand of basketball, and very entertaining. I know that it's been extremely successful. So this team is, a lot closer to winning and being successful than it is not being successful. So I'm not so sure that there's a lot that needs to be tweaked in terms of the style of play and the brand of basketball.
How do you deal with competing with these teams that are spending so much money on the superstars when you've got a limited a budget that you're going to have to deal with here? How do you get on that same level of competition, so where you can get to think of championships could be a reality?
Well, it's a good question. And given the recent success with this organization, I think it is already, quote unquote, on the level, being an elite NBA basketball team and organization. Last year, if you compare it to college, it's like getting to the Final Four and being in the Western Conference Finals. So the team and organization is already on that level in terms of spending. Historically, the team has shown, just from evaluating from afar, that they're willing to, Mr. Sarver's been willing to spend when need be. And then hopefully our scouting staff and our efforts of mining for talent and finding guys wherever they may be on the globe to come in and help take the team from great to greater. So I think from a scouting standpoint, you can possibly tweak things and get better. But beyond that, I see this team as already being an elite basketball team.
I have another question.
Sure.
After your introduction there, do you have any faults?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's why I said it only can go down from here. I have a lot of weaknesses, and I think part of the key to having weaknesses is having great people around you. And I always tease with my friends that I have been blessed to be in situations where I've been able to ride coattails. Tim Duncan helped out a lot down in San Antonio, and being a part of an organization with LeBron James, as I was the last 5 years, that wasn't bad being a part of that organization either. So hopefully between Steve Nash and these two guys, I can look pretty good again.
How do you see your skill set meshing with Lon?
Perfectly. I can handle
the
ball really
well. That's why
he got
the job. Thank you.
Yeah,
he knew
with my
the answer
size,
to that question. He
can handle the ball well. We all know that Lon is a tremendous post-up player.
Exactly. Very intelligent. And Al likes to shoot the ball a lot, so we should be great together. No, in all seriousness, I've known Lon for some time and had a lot of respect for him as an agent, from a character standpoint, as a person, and his intelligence. So I think my background and history working in the front office and his background from a negotiating standpoint and a leadership standpoint, I think we will work extremely well together. And I'm embracing this opportunity and look forward to learning a lot from Lon.
Have you always wanted to be a agent? Was that when you started scouting? Was this something you saw down the road that you'd really like to do?
Have I wanted to? Whoa, that is another really good question. It's just been more of what I would call an organic process for me. I always wanted to play in the NBA as a young man, and had an affinity for business. And so post MBA, I dabbled in some entrepreneurial business ventures. And since then, I just ended up in the front office. I love the cerebral side of that. And look up, and 10 years later, I'm sitting here. So I'm certainly embracing this and passionate about the game and the sport and being in the front office. But I can't say that this was on my to-do list of things to do when I was a little boy.
You have final say in personnel decisions?
I hope I'll have gross say, meaning a large amount of say. I don't know that I'll have final say. I think anyone who is in this position, final say typically ends up with the owner. We all have owners who own teams or you deal with and interact with. I think it'll be collaborative with myself and Lon. Lon is my boss, and hopefully or not hopefully, I'll certainly be out of the way in areas where I don't know what I'm talking about. And hopefully Lon will allow me the flexibility to be out of the way when I'm in an area of expertise in terms of making a decision. And then beyond that, Robert, it's his team. So he gets final say on all things beyond what kind of defense we're going to play and that kind of stuff.
I'll answer that as well and say that what I've said before, which is that the reason Lance is here is because he meshes perfectly with my weaknesses. And whoever has the final say, I think it's fair to say he will have the most influential voice on personnel matters. And I'm going to learn from him. He's going to learn from me. Hopefully, with input from Alvin, we'll be able to make great decisions together. And I don't think it'll get down to who has final say so much as who has the most influential voice, and that's going to be Lance.
I'd add to that. I've worked all of the environments that I worked in were incredibly collaborative in decision making. Certainly, there was leadership in San Antonio where final say had to happen, as well as in Cleveland. But in both environments, it was extremely collaborative, and everyone having strong input in terms of their opinion of what the right decision was to be made from a personnel standpoint.
Are there specific events or moves or happenings involving Mr. Blanks that particularly made an impression on you?
I don't know that it was any discrete decision that he made or any discrete draft choice or personnel move, although he's got a great track record in that area. I've known Lance for a while. I know the people he's worked with. I've talked to them and had tremendous confidence in their abilities and their assessment of him. When you sit down and talk to people in an interview setting, you have a feel for whether or not it's going to work. It was so clear to me after our conversation that when I got on the phone and told Robert that I would like him to meet with Lance, I knew we had found the right guy. I knew when we were sitting in my office in Washington that we had found the right guy, and I kind of knew going into the interview. So you don't make a decision like this based on one event or one discrete decision. It's about who you're looking at as a person, and it was obvious. It was an obvious choice to me, and I think Robert felt the same way when he met with him.
Quick, some of your mentors. Can you talk about how your mentors have influenced you and shaped your management style?
A lot of things you hear me say, there's just people who have mentored me, and Lon even at some level through our relationship over the years, and he and his partner, I was very close to them. A lot of times that's them just coming through me. Countless conversations, even from days of sitting on the bus with Joe Dumars having played at Detroit, and just things that one might deal with in life, and how you handle those situations. And the biggest thing that has made an impression on me with people like Pop, RC, Joe, even Danny, is just the example I've had in watching them carry themselves and how they've handled the challenges of this job. This is a good day, bad day job. I know that just from being in a front office, especially with some of what we experienced over the past year in Cleveland. And so those guys giving me a seat up front and watching them handle themselves has just made a tremendous impression on my life and how I do things and will do things in the front office here.
LeBron has been gotten a lot of heat from the way he's behaved, basically, through that whole process. How was your relationship with him, and how would you characterize how that all came down since you were still with the organization?
Can you help me understand the last part of the question when you say how it came down?
When that whole battle for LeBron was going on, just your relationship with him more toward the end of his years, especially. But do you think this criticism is unfair, I guess, is what I'm asking.
My relationship with LeBron was extremely positive. It grew more trusting over time because we barely knew each other when I got there from a distance. There's a part of me that's very proud of the growth I've seen in LeBron from when he was a young man, from when I originally got there, and I'm honored to have spent the time that I got to spend with him and impacting his career at whatever small or big level that happened. In terms of the fallout from the situation, LeBron is 25, 26, 25 years old. And my guess is, like us all, if we go back to that age, there are things that we may or may not have done differently. I don't think it's up for me to judge and how that situation was handled, what he could have said, might have said, would have done differently. That's between LeBron, his supporters, and his family. And at the end of the day, to me, it's water under the bridge. It's time to move forward. He had a great run in Cleveland. I'm personally I don't know that I'd be here today without some of the success and the success he contributed there. So I have nothing but the best things to say about LeBron. I wish him the best down in Miami.
I got a question for you. Lance talks about some of the guys that influenced him, Pop and RC, Joe Dumars, tough-minded guys in the NBA. I know you spent some time in San Antonio along with Larry Brown as well. Those some of the things that attracted you when you helped Lon, I guess, in this search, trying to find Lance?
Yeah, but I've known Lance a long time. I mean, really, I think junior year in college, you know, which was, I guess, 1950 then. You know, I think it's good. I think that, you know, we were looking for somebody that, you know, I think more of a talent evaluator than anything. We thought that he would be really good at it. Of course, he had been with, you know, two really good organizations and thought that was a real positive also. But, you know, Lon and those guys had the most to do with it. I have a very good relationship with Lance. And as I said, we've known each other for about 21 years now, I think. So I think you'll do a great job, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
My guess is that, you know, when Steve Kerr was here, he was very visible. I've been with some general managers, not to name names, that weren't so visible around the team, the coaching staff, and the players. I mean, have you guys talked about how you're going to mesh?
We had a conversation yesterday. I've always been a coach that, you know, I've always been open to suggestions. I told Lance basically what I told Steve. I'm very much open to suggestions. You know, I may not do it, you know, and then I may do everything that is suggested. But I don't think that I have all the answers. Our coaching staff have all the answers. Obviously, Lance have a very good, you know, basketball background by, you know, being in the league, playing in the league, all of those things. So, you know, some of the suggestions that Steve made were really, really good and, you know, and helped us along the way and helped us win games. Some of the other ones I didn't think, you know, would help our team at that particular time. So I told him, you know, feel free to give any suggestions, and we'll sit down and talk and discuss personnel and discuss playing time and all of that right there. And ultimately, I'm just going to play whoever I think is going to win games for us.
I will say that I mentioned this at the beginning. I think that it was important for me to have someone who had played in the league, who had had success as a player all through at every level, someone who would have a presence in the locker room, someone who would be able to interact in ways that I wouldn't be able to interact with players. So, you know, again, Lance was the perfect choice in that regard. And you know, the ultimate relationship that he has with the players, that he has with Alvin, that we both have in both of those areas, that's going to evolve over time. But I wanted someone here who had a presence in a way that I didn't have, and clearly he has that.
Lance, do you have any, can you talk about any experience or relationships you have with players on this team currently?
Well, I mean, I know, I guess, Grant through Lon, a little bit through Joe D because of his time there in Detroit. Nash, similar. We have some close friends, people that were on the staff in Cleveland, as well as other friends internationally speaking. But other than that, I don't think that I have any deep rooted relationships, guys we've interviewed for the draft, built some level of a rapport, but beyond that, nothing of major substance.
What have you thought of the move the team made this summer? Is it odd for you to come in with a lot of that summer work done?
A lot of the heavy lifting has been done, one with current roster guys and new guys, and they look like solid moves to me. And as Lon said, if the thing works out, thank God he and I are here. And if it doesn't, I don't know what these guys are thinking about.
It was all Robbie. It wasn't me. He's He's not here to defend himself, so it was all Robert. Okay.
You mentioned all being a championship. What do you think is the most effective way to put together a championship roster? Just building it like free agency through the draft trades, how do you mix everything?
It's funny, I had this conversation the other day. I don't think you can target any one way of winning a championship. If you look over the last 15, 20 years, you see guys coming from everywhere. You know, Tim Duncan in the draft, Rasheed Wallace, the final piece for Detroit, came through trade. I can make arguments for all. You can talk about free agency situations where guys got picked up and just didn't pan out. So I think you have to mine for talent in every talent pool and go wide and deep and look for the best talent and do everything you can to acquire it. You got great minds like Lon, help figure out ways to acquire that talent and go for it. But to target one area, I don't think you can do that because there's too many talented players in too many areas of the game.
Coach, you got anything in the way of a wish list that, seeing as you are obviously familiar with the personnel here?
Well, I can't say that because that would be tampering, but you know, maybe. No, I'm not going to even joke about that. That cost Steve a lot of money. I'm not going to even joke about that. But I think you get the dental. Jones just the voice. No, I just think that, I like our roster right now. Obviously, size is going to be a little bit of a factor for us as we move forward, the rebounding part of it. But we've sat down and talked a little bit, Lon and Lance and I. And, I think the toughest thing to find, obviously, is real talented big guys to add to your roster. So we'll have to do as we did last year a little bit and rebound by committee and things like that. But we like our roster, we like our team, and we'll just talk and these guys are very good. You know, both of these guys are very good talent as far as talent evaluations and things like that. And I think once they see our team at training camp and in action, they'll have other suggestions as to what probably need to be added to our roster and things like that. So I think it's very difficult until they actually see us in training camp and playing in preseason games before you can make an accurate evaluation as to, what actually we need to add to our roster to try to, get over the hump.
I hear you talking about defense. Seems that that's always kind of the last possession of a good defensive stop, a rebounding, always kind of the last part of a good defensive stop. Is that something that you and Lance will talk about, saying we need more defense on this team?
Well, you're going to think this is really simplistic, but and it is. But you're a better defensive team when you have better defensive players. And we've added some guys that I think will make us a better defensive team. I don't think you can win a championship unless you can defend possessions down the stretch. And that's one of the things that we tried to get better at this year. I think we improved in that area right there. But we have to continue to get better. The teams that that seems to win the championships are the really solid defensive teams. We only have to improve a little bit in that area right there. We're the best offensive team in the league by far, and we have been the last 6 or 7 years. So to me, if we get better on the defensive side of the basketball, we will have an opportunity to win. And obviously, we played great, and the fifth game in the Lakers series obviously was a one play that was a little bit of a fluke play that, if that doesn't happen, that doesn't occur, who knows what would happen. But I think we put ourselves in a position where our guys understand that by taking the defensive challenge and trying to get better in that area, that we allow ourselves an opportunity to maybe advance and have an opportunity to win a championship.
Thank you all.